This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we come with hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I like my collaborations. I get lucky enough to collaborate with some very, very, very good people from time to time. And my next guest is one of those folks. He is a writer. He writes at the Slow Facts blog. He writes at Amoland.com. He has stuff that is reprinted all over the place. He is a broadcaster. He is the co-host of the Polite Society podcast and frequent contributor here at Lock and Load. This is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Just a wandering soul without a home from the sound of it.
Yes. Well, that would be you. Well, I mean, but you've moved.
That is me, yeah.
You're home in Louisiana.
I am.
How close?
Snow is a free state.
Yes. How close are you to that that captain who put out that video the other day calling out the gangbangers? That's been making the rounds pretty good. That makes Louisiana law enforcement look pretty interesting.
It really does. No, he's unfortunately in a distant parish. We're pretty much on opposite sides of the state.
Right.
I did see it, and I tipped my hat to him. What a fine man.
I didn't recognize him when he took off his Smokey the Bear hat, though. In Louisiana, for those of you who don't know, they don't have counties, they have parishes. That was the hardest thing for me to get used to when I was stationed there. So long ago. You put out your regular, you stopped a mass murder February self-defense report today, didn't you?
I did.
Let's talk about some of those instances where ordinary people got out there and did extraordinary things.
Let's, because the media ignores it.
Yes.
If a mass murderer is successful, if he even attempts mass murder, it's the news for days. If some thief, if some robber, if some criminal tries to hurt a group of people and is stopped by a concealed carrier, sometimes even without firing a shot, it disappears from the media.
Right.
It's politically dangerous because of it. You and I know that if it bleeds, it leaves. And if it doesn't bleed, it disappears. And it's really skewing a perception of our neighbors. These are ordinary guys. These aren't ninjas.
Not to mention that it takes away from the narrative.
Yeah.
It messes up their narrative. So please, first of all, here in South Carolina, close to me, we had the barbershop battle. Tell us about the barbershop battle.
Exactly. Two masked and armed criminals pushed their way into a crowded barbershop. It was a barbershop hairstyle salon, not a, you know, one-size-fits-all. Pretty
right.
Common now. And this was in Columbia, so not too far from you. One of the robbers was carrying a long gun, which is unusual. I'm guessing it was a shotgun, but the news reports don't say. The other criminal had a handgun, and they literally did a strong arm, their mask. They push in, say, all right, everybody, you're going to die if you don't do exactly what we say. That's the way we'll describe it here on the radio. They used some language that we won't repeat.
Yeah, we can't do that.
And then no, not even on internet radio. And they basically said, hands up, and one at a time, they were going through their pockets. said, give me your money. Fortunately, two of the victims had their concealed carry permit, and they were armed that day.
And they were patient.
That's the part that is extraordinary. You and I have learned, you know, to have this buzzer goes off. We're threatened. We can go. But you have to say, no, there are people in the way. Let's sort out and see how it plays out. There are experienced police officers who struggle with that.
Right.
So these two guys waited. The thief worked his way down. The robber worked his way down the line. He got to the barber. The barber said, you know, my stuff's in a box behind the barber chair. Absolutely typical. The thief turns around, and then the barber and the other concealed carrier present and shoot. They shot several times. No one was struck except the robber. How many times have you been told that, oh, it takes extensive, deep training, thousands of hours. You need to be an expert. Otherwise, they'll shoot all the innocent civilians.
Right.
No one was shot except the thief. They shot one of them several times. Both fled. One escaped. One died on the pavement.
That was a good day to get a haircut, I guess. Let's see. Have we got time to talk about the shopping mall real quick? We got a few minutes before the break. When we come back, we can talk about the other instances. We got time to talk about the shopping mall?
Let's jump into it, and we'll get as far as we get. You all, now this one's unusual. Here's a man who fulfilled, I won't say a dream, but he's a 22-year-old, never drawn a gun in public before. His dad was a police officer. He and this young man and his girlfriend are at a shopping mall, and one of the mall security guards is stopping a different guy for shoplifting. The shoplifter pulls a gun on the security guard for shoplifting. That's called not knowing when to stop digging. This 22-year-old hears the guard yell, gun, 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 and then help me, help me, help me. Because the security guard grabbed the gun, turned it away, he's fighting for his life. That's a nightmare. Now you're in this wrestling match. And you know, wherever that gun points, if he pulls the trigger, anybody could have been hit. You've got a mall full of people. This armed civilian walks over, draws his own firearm, carries every day, says, drop it. Finally, the robber saw it. And drops his firearm. The security gun kicks it away. Puts the thief in cuffs. And the civilian had the presence of mind. He said, I had to move so that there was no one behind the shoplifter. That's as good as it. Okay, we save people, anybody, anywhere in that mall. If you could see them, a stray round could have gotten them. And this young man has a presence of mind to save lives and not endanger others. He doesn't fire a shot. He stops potential murder. Let's face it. He had this thug had a gun full of bullets. He had a mall full of potential victims. Doesn't get any better than that.
The one of the things that I always point out with this, most of these guys that do this and do it well and actually pull off a very extraordinary circumstance are not these highly trained tactical operators. These are people that bought a gun and they carry a gun. And that's about it. Some of them do take some training, but nothing like you're a competitive shooter. They're not trained the way you are. They haven't trained the way I have. These aren't some of these people may be military, but I mean, I've always thought that if I were in one of these instances, you'd be writing about it. It would say, well, Bill shot the guy 14 times because he kept standing up. Cause I would. We're coming up on the first break. You can find the stuff that Mr. Morse writes at Slow Facts, slowfacts.wordpress.com, Ammo Land. Of course, you can catch him on the Polite Society podcast. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sometimes you just got to look at things and point out the good stuff, because there is some, although I see this bad stuff is happening here. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. In the chat room, they're saying, Kansas workplace shooting, a bunch shot, a few dead. Bad guy dead. Death toll up to 4. I'll have to look into that. Anyway, my guest this hour is from the Polite Society podcast. That is Rob Morse. We got a couple of the convenience store. What about the convenience store? There was a Somebody got out there and dealt with the shooter there, didn't they?
They did. But before we leave this mall, you and I hope. I know you made light of what might happen if you ever were an encounter. But you've been in encounters before where you had to use your firearm and you didn't fortunately have to shoot.
Right.
There are a lot of people that would say that event never happened. Nothing happened because you didn't pull the trigger. Where that's another just gross miscarriage of informing the public. That is the rule rather than the exception. Guns are used thousands of times to save a life every day. Most of the time we don't pull the trigger. That doesn't mean the firearm wasn't necessary. It's often essential. It's just poorly recorded.
Yes.
This other one, there's no doubt what happened. This was down in Florida at a convenience store. A long time convenience store owner was in the building. And by the time he knew a fight had started, the thief had already started shooting. The guy walks in, is wearing a mask, pushes around the people in line, and just starts shooting at the employees. Bang, the fight is on. Now, this is unusual. And I think there was the store owner and several employees in the store. He had six firearms hidden behind the counter. Each of the employees grabs one. Two of the people fired. They kind of took turns shooting at this guy. They'd shoot, they'd look, they'd move, they'd fire again. Professional? Absolutely not. Understandable? Absolutely. Nobody wants to stand up and slug it out because incoming fire has a right of way. This guy's gun jammed. If you leave, you know, a gun rumpled up in a plastic bag in a store, it gets dirty, its reliability goes down. By the time he got to another gun, the thief, the criminal, the robber, was out of the fight.
Yeah, you might have to move in one of those situations, though, because a convenience store doesn't really have any true cover.
You can shoot right through the potato chips.
Well, I mean, you probably punch a hole into the cooler and a few other places in there. So, I mean, there's not really any hard cover in a place like that. So, yeah, by all means, move.
Now, the great news, the thief was hit.
Right.
He was a druggie, just out of jail, still on probation. No one else was struck. No one else. So you've got two guys shooting on the move. Not trained, not military ninjas, but this was the third time that the store owner had been assaulted with a firearm in a store, the third time he'd fought back, and the third time he'd won. This guy's got, you know, he can't put a notch in the handle, it'd be harder to grip. He's getting pretty good by now.
If I was a convenience store owner and I'd had that happen, I would just, you remember how on the old World War One planes or two planes, they would put silhouettes of the ones they shot down. I would be having silhouettes of bad guys with masks on my door. Please come in and buy your lotto tickets and Slim Jims here. If you rob it at your own risk.
Maybe they just hang bandanas up near at the top of the wall behind the cash register.
Yeah, something.
Well, it's tragic that someone had to die. It's great news that these guys stopped the threat. There were the three, the owner and two other employees. There were customers in the store. Five, six people could have died. And this robber didn't care who he hit. He wanted everybody dead, wounded, or down so that he had all the time in the world to rob cash.
This thing in Heston, Kansas. Somebody went to 4 to 5 different crime scenes and shot and killed up to four with 20 hurt. This person was going site to site, shooting and killing at a place called, what is it called? XL Industries. They manufacture lawn care products, including riding lawn mowers, and they've had a mass shooting there now. So, not exactly, they have, you know, it's not exactly a big metropolitan area. They're part of a city in Harvey County, Kansas. Population 3,621.
Bill, that frightens you and I for two reasons. Usually it's a disgruntled employee. He's left for reasons.
Meaning
he's been a little crazy for a while. And you've talked about it before on your show, we're importing gang members now that will threaten a company and say, we're going to do this to you unless you pay us off.
Right.
That's why south of the border. We're importing it here. I don't know which this was, but this fits both descriptions. Either a disgruntled employee or some gang kid got put up to it. Could be either. We don't know.
Don't know. Well, and it's a form of extortion that's relatively easy, isn't it? I mean, it's easy money if it works, and I guess if it doesn't work, you got to put up to shut up, and in most cases with these importees, they'll do it.
Yep.
So, what's coming up on the, we got about a minute left. You guys, have you just put together another Polite Society podcast, or what you got coming up?
We did. Bill, the technology you use amazes me. Sometimes we stumble. We had bad audio quality. We're going to come out again. We record Friday. We'll probably get the next one out Saturday or Sunday. We cover all of the news that we can scrape up, the urgent news, for people who respect the rights of armed citizens. We cover both the political and the practical stories like I told you today.
Right. I've been a guest there. I admire the way the flow of the Polite Society podcast. I do mine. My show is by the seat of my pants. I've been criticized quite often and quite regularly because I don't really have any structure. I don't do anything coming in. I don't really do anything going out. I do set up show prep. I get the stories together and everything else, but I don't have this segment or that segment. Although I want it, I just can't find the people to do it.
Right.
So,
Bill, I love you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you sometimes looking at my work. You make it your own. And talking to you, you'll say things that I won't have thought of, vice versa. We get to play off each other. That's what we get to do on the podcast.
There you go.
Some of it's written, but some of it's created on the fly.
And that's the best kind. I love that kind of stuff. We'll be right back. My guest, Rob Morse, Polite Society Podcast, Flow Facts Blog, AmmoLand.com, EIEIO. He's there everywhere. This is Lock and Load. Looking for an edge.
Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I always like to do the talk with the guests. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. My guest this hour from the Polite Society podcast and many other things is Rob Morse. Rob has written an article that I really wish you had written it long ago, because he wrote an article about the perfect gun. Rob, is there such a thing as a perfect gun?
There's a perfect gun for one application, but you've heard students come up to you all the time, Bill, what gun should I get? And you go, it's okay. You've seen a young driver look at you and say, what car should I get? You go, wait a minute, you want a learner car.
Right.
Once you're done with that, you can go get the commuter car, the young individual car, the family car, the, oh, my God, we need a pickup truck, because guns are exactly the same way. They're exactly the same way. And then you've also seen the curmudgeon factor. This young kid walks into the gun shop and goes, what gun should I get? And he gets 1,000 opinions that really don't help him at all.
Right.
But we want a contradiction. And that's what you and I are doing now. We know what we want. We're looking at a narrower scope of what we might do with a gun. And now, man, we're tuned, we're honed, we're filed, we're dialing it in. But the beginner, comes in, goes to a rental range, and he really finds out that that big, heavy gun, you know, it was hard to hold up. But, you know, when he shot it, that was the most fun. It didn't move. The sights stayed in position. He got the next shot pretty quickly. It had sights that were big enough to see. Then he tried a light gun. Well, that was easier to hold up, and it was smaller. He could imagine having that in a pocket. If it's a young lady, maybe she imagined having it in a purse or in a pants pocket or hidden on body. But then that gun's not as accurate either, and he goes back to a large gun. The sights, the front and rear sights are farther apart. It doesn't wobble as much, particularly after you've held it up for a while. Bill, you've been there. You've done this.
I'm doing it now. Here's the thing, right? With stuff like heart attacks and recovery from heart attacks and taking drug protocols and everything, your body reacts to it a certain way. Now, I am a high-capacity guy. The problem with a high-capacity gun has been the weight. I like SIGs, but most of the SIGs are too heavy, so I had to abandon SIG. There's been plenty of guns that I've had. Now, I can carry some of my Glocks. I prefer a simple gun, so I don't have to, you know, I stay mainly in the Glock platform. But here lately, I've had to compromise and go with the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield with extended magazines on it, which gives me 9 rounds if I'm carrying the one in the pipe. And that seems to be working okay, and I'm carrying it so that I can carry something on my body. I've tried off-body carry, although I have figured out how to carry my Glock 19 in my Don Johnson Sonny Crockett shoulder holster, pretty concealed too, which that helps out. I've had to shift the way I carry a little bit as well. But I'm still looking for it. I'm still looking.
There, you know, we're talking about the perfect gun because there are a million new gun owners a month.
Yeah.
And they're asking these questions. They're going to the range. They're finding out that, you know, they pick up this small gun and they go, I can imagine concealed carrying it. In another 3 months, they're all going to go, where's the perfect holster? So it's unending. It's unending. But okay, the next, let's help the new guy, and let's help the friends of the new guys that say, hey, buddy, there's more pieces of this puzzle than you know, because beginners don't know what they don't know. You've shot guns that had what you and I would now call a target trigger, easy
right.
to press,
right.
very sharp motion, and a gun that's pretty much useless if you're going to carry it, because there you want a heavy trigger. And a moderate amount of motion. The last thing you want a gun to do is go off by accident.
Well, if you
have that problem, go ahead.
If you're going to carry a gun with, like, all of my Glocks have 3.5-pound triggers, which most people go, what? And that is because of my past. I don't reference my finger on the trigger guard. My finger is out and away from the frame of the gun when I don't have my finger in the trigger guard. So, a trigger like that, the reason I have the triggers that I have is one, I've trained with them, and two, I can send more rounds downrange faster at my target, not with a jumping pistol or anything, not jerking the gun around. We just had the other day, you know, they were talking about the New York trigger on the Glocks there where it's 12 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
And the 12-pound trigger is in, that's in play in lieu of being trained well because those guys are gathered from a place where they don't grow up with guns.
That's
so
right.
The first time they see one is in the police academy, so... I try to go with capacity, but like what would be one thing that every one of your guns has to have that for you? See, and that's the thing that when you're talking about the perfect gun, that's going to vary from person to person. That's the first thing that has to be established.
Bill, when I'm instructing, I have a perfect gun. It's 22. What size your hand will fit it to the student? Great big sight, easiest gun in the world. No, very straightforward manual safeties. It's the beginner gun, and it's the one when someone says, "I want a gun," you go, "Come here. This is where you need to learn how to drive. Don't worry about the racing stripes."
Right.
And on the other hand, someone goes, I instructed a doctor who had been deployed in the sandbox, and the Marines would take him out to the range. He loved it. If you slapped a stick in his hand, he knew exactly what to do. He was dialed in. But now he's going to take it home. He and his, okay, Doc, if you don't pick up that gun, you're thinking for home defense. How about we design it so that if your wife grabs it, it works for her too? And his eyes get big and go, maybe the perfect gun is a compromise for what works best for your entire family.
Right.
There's just so many sides to this Rubik's Cube, and they refuse to stand still.
With the exception of the M&P, that's the only non-Glock I carry right now is the M&P. I have three other Glocks in 9mm and one in 45. And it's, it's essentially the same platform, just one size thicker than the other. My son has two Glocks that he carries. So while he carries a 19 and a 26, and I have a 26, a 19, a 17, a 21, and then this M&P.
And
With the exception of that 21, which the only one I carries that is me, any of the rest of them, between the two of us, we're going to know about it. I don't know what my wife would do. I think my wife would actually kill somebody really fast with whatever she had in hand. I don't think she would practice any sort of restraint whatsoever. I think she would just let it go, and she'd probably be correct about that. But I just like being with a Glock. I'd like to like other guns, but, I keep coming back to them, so I just quit fighting it.
But suppose if you and I were going to go do some sport shooting.
Right.
We're going to go do IDPA.
I'll tell you what, let's cover that when we get back. We got one more segment to play with. We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Rob Morse from the Polite Society Podcast. This is Lock and Load.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, last time on the firing line, which tonight that is very fitting because we're talking about the perfect gun. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. My guest this hour is Rob Morrison. We're talking about the perfect gun. We're about to get into sports shooting, and I know which way you want to go with this, so let's go.
You and I are old enough that when someone said, how do you like this, and they put it in our hands, and our eyes got big, and we went, oh, yeah, this is nice.
Yeah.
And that's the old-style 1911. It's got a trigger that everybody else wishes they had. Go ahead.
That's a gun that I carried, I'm not going to say day in and day out, but it was issued to me for 7 years straight when I was in the military. Not the same one, of course, but I would sure like to find one of them.
Well, and these, you've been to shows and held a modern 1911.
Right.
And modern manufacturing has it so dialed in. If you get it from a company, I mean, this was designed back when, you know, I think there was steam power for a lot of the tools when they were designed. These days, they're just a dialed in dream, and you can adjust them for your hands, trigger length, but nothing you can do to a gun. And we do this, whether it's Glock, by the way, your choice of the shield is one that millions of people have come down on. It's a lot of people enjoy that feel, and you're absolutely right. It's a wonderful choice for someone with your experience. But you put a 1911 in their hand, if you or I were going to go play gun games, it's awesome. I know very few people that want to carry that gun every day. It's a boat anchor for the capacity it has. It solved the problem.
Yeah.
Was that they saw in the beginning of the 1900s, and now we found that they're better choices.
The reason I have the 21 is because I do like the 1911. I do like the caliber, the 45 caliber. But I don't like that lack of capacity. And if you get a double stack 1911, the single stack is a boat anchor. The double stack is like, you know, I don't know, a tether of the earth or something. I don't know. That's a whole lot of stuff. Yeah.
On the other hand, now I make jokes. I used to live in California, and I said, no, you don't understand. The California legislature thinks it's anti-gun. Really, what they're trying to tell everybody is that they want us all to carry 45 because they're trying to put in capacity restrictions. I accepted that. I was making light. I'd come from a target shooting environment. I loved the trigger. It was very accurate. As soon as I stepped into competition, had to learn how to move and run with a firearm in my hand, but that was so much fun. But even then, think of the trade-off. If you're going to have a student, if you're going to carry reloads, everything is a compromise. Everything is a compromise. Even if we're going to instruct new students, at first we give them guns that will only really fire one or two at a time.
With
brand new students, I'll probably only put two in the magazine at first. It gives them a chance to, oh, okay, it's open. They have to manipulate the gun. So I had somebody who was instructing students with a revolver because he would do a ball and dummy drill where most of the cylinders were empty. The student got the practice of firing without the explosion. You could turn that entire question over. You choose any gun you want, and you and I can invent what it's perfect to do. It could be a high point. It's perfect for a low-price entry gun. Get a used one for someone that only has a few hundred dollars, needs to, you know, save their family, and they still want some ammo and some instruction. There you go. But what we're trying to – the message of all this really – is that there is no perfect gun. You won't find it. You'll find your first gun, just like your first car. It will serve the need of introducing you. And you really, you know, the huge pickup truck is not, I mean, think of it. Do you want your daughter to really have the huge pickup truck when she goes and learns to drive?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what I have observed, okay? All of these guys that were tactical instructors back in the 70s, like, say, Tiger McGee, do you know him?
Yeah.
Now, Tiger, you know, when he started doing this, he had a choice between the Browning High Power or the 1911, and he still carries the same 1911 that he started carrying back in the 70s, or so he tells me. And I find that these guys that have been around doing it a while, now, people like Vickers is out there, and he messes with all kinds of different guns, but that's because he's making a lot of film on it. But these guys that are just teachers, if you open up their gun safe, there may be three or four renditions of the same thing they're carrying, but they're not. For them, variety is not the spice of life, and most of these guys are carrying a 1911.
Yeah, they are.
And those guys are the ones I'm afraid of because, you know, they all say, well, if you're a master of the 1911, you are a formidable gunfighter indeed. Well, there's not that much to master.
And you will learn how to reload in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, these, do you remember Miami Vice in the first season when they had the guy that was the competition shooter as the assassin. He used a 1911. He did an appendix draw, shot the guy really fast. They still talk about that guy today, but he was using a 1911. Now, Sonny Crockpot used, he had Bren 10, he had a SIG, he had a Smith & Wesson 4506, but the true gun pistolero there was using a 1911. So,
right.
Anybody I see carrying a 1911, I look at them and I'm like, well, I'm going to get behind those guys if something goes down because they'll probably deal with it before I have a chance to do anything about it.
Well, but, okay, think of it. So, for air quotes here, self-defense. Is that self-defense in the home? Is it in the office? Are you driving all the time where, you know, you and I just covered something, I think, in the news recently. This robber wanted this lady's purse. She goes, I'll hand you my wallet. Gun was in the purse.
Right.
Set up.
Right.
On the other hand, everybody else, all the other instructors go, oh, no, ladies, you want the gun to be on your body. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe. So they're just, reality is not consistent. There are 1,000 different examples of how things can turn out. So here we have self-defense. You know, appendix carry. I know drivers who run a shoulder holster. We think that's anachronistic. It's 50 years old. What, they're going to sit on their gun? They're going to have a gun pointed at their groin all day long for them?
I like carrying my shoulder holster. It's been a while since I carried one, and now that I've gotten used to carrying one again, because I do like all of the Glock platforms, that means the one shoulder holster I've got works for from the 26 all the way up to the 17, so I can vary the size gun I carry.
Yeah, because for those that don't know, a holster has to cover the area where the grip, slide, and trigger meet. Keep that isolated so a finger, you know, wait a minute, a shoulder holster. So you can't put something in your breast pocket, and if there's a piece of fabric over the holster, you can inadvertently launch around.
Yeah.
Don't want that to happen.
Nope. Nope, I saw some guys the other day. Well, actually, I'm not going to say who I saw because it would interrupt him, but he was talking about pocket pistols. And if you're going to carry a pocket pistol, that means you've got to keep one pocket completely open for, except for the pistol. And I don't think what you, I don't think there's one that you can carry that doesn't print.
Right, right.
So the pocket pistol part of it doesn't necessarily appeal to me. So right now, if I'm carrying on the waistband, it's going to be the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. And if right now, because it's cooler, I do get to wear either my 19 or my 17 in my Galco, Miami Classic shoulder holster, which is, it's really cool to wear what Sonny Crockett wore. I feel just, I get into my Ford Expedition, and I'm like, look at my Ferrari, so.
You got some mirrored sunglasses on too?
No, I don't wear those, but I could very easily do it if I wanted to. And get away with it.
But can you imagine the poor firearm salesman that has someone who goes in, hi, I want my first gun. And it's like, you and I have to talk about the first date. Where do we begin? Okay, it's going to be a compromise, you and I don't know these people who are doing the new gun dance right now. We know so many of them. That's why I wrote this.
There you go. Listen, man. I am out of time. Thank you very much. We will do it again soon.
You'll do it again in 21 hours.
That's right. We'll just leave it from there. 21 hours from now, we'll do it again. This has never been about gun control. It's always been, it's going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.